here's a story from The World.
Rockets landed in Kabul yesterday. No serious injuries were reported, but it was another reminder of the worsening security situation in Afghanistan as U.S. troops are completing their withdrawal from the country. From Kabul, The World's Shirin Jafari reports on the mood in the capital city.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani was among those taking part in prayers to mark the Muslim celebration of Eid al-Adha. The group of officials were mid-prayer when several rockets landed not far away near the presidential palace.
Allah.
Only one man in the group of worshippers left the scene. Everyone else continued praying as if nothing had happened. About an hour after the rocket attack, people in Kabul were busy going about their day. It's like so many incidents have happened here, there is barely time for people to take much notice. Just a few minutes' drive from where the rockets landed, an impromptu open-air market is buzzing with customers. Cows, sheep, and goats are here for sale. And it's especially busy today because Muslim families usually sacrifice animals for the big holiday feast. 65-year-old Khaled Gol is selling a black and white cow. His tan, wrinkled face glistens in the sun as he speaks. Life is miserable, he tells me. There's no work, there's no money. His friend joins in the conversation and agrees. Khaled Gol raises cows in Helmand province in the south. It's easier and cheaper that way. Then, when it's time for the Eid celebrations, he brings them here to the capital where he can sell them for a higher price. A cow goes for about $500 to $1,500, depending on its weight and health. This year, Khaled Gol says he had a lot of problems getting his animals to Kabul. There is intense fighting between the Taliban and Afghan security forces. Highways that connect provinces can be nothing short of a death trap. Khaled Gol says the Taliban fighters he saw along the way were heavily armed. They had AK-47s and rockets, he tells me. They also made him pay taxes for the cow. Taxes are a major source of revenue for the Taliban. Further down the market, Khanzada, who's 19, says people don't get a break from the fighting. He too almost died getting his livestock from Helmand to Kabul. What kind of life is this? He asks. All we want is to live in peace, he says. Khaled Gol and Khanzada have a long experience with war. Khaled Gol was a young man when the Soviets left Afghanistan in the 1980s. Shortly after that, the country descended into a civil war. Khanzada was born a year after the U.S. war in Afghanistan began. Now, almost two decades later, he says, people are worried about yet another civil war. Besides livestock for slaughter, people also buy candies and nuts to celebrate Eid. Mushtaq is a candy store owner in Kabul. When I ask about security, he says the reason that the Taliban is taking over territory fast is not because people support them. They're brutal, he says. His colleague Asibullah chimes in. As long as Pakistan supports the Taliban, the war here will continue, he says. Pakistan provides the group with money, arms, and a safe haven. Afghan officials have long complained about that, the fact that Taliban leaders are based in Pakistan. In recent weeks, videos have surfaced online showing Taliban fighters getting treatment at hospitals inside Pakistan. And earlier this week, the Afghan government withdrew its diplomats from the country after the ambassador's daughter was allegedly kidnapped and beaten. Asibullah, who works at the candy shop, has a bachelor's degree in economics. He says the younger generation, people like him, have no interest in the harsh Islamic rule that the Taliban want to bring to Afghanistan. If they do come to power, he says, I won't stay here. I'll run away to another country. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari in Kabul.